Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Red Riding Hood. She was walking through the woods, taking a basket of fruit and flowers to her grandma's house. Her mother had told her to walk quickly through the woods and not to talk to any strangers. She passed a pond, and a little white duck was quacking and swimming in the water. Little white duck, he quacks hello.
Quack, 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 quack.
Wiggles his tail to and fro.
Quack, 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 quack.
Waddles along to the pond he'll go.
Quack, 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 quack.
Fluffy white feathers look like snow.
Quack.
Little Red Riding Hood soon forgot that her mother had told her not to speak to any strangers. And when a wolf with a deep, gruff voice popped out from behind a tree and said,
"Hello,"
she said, "Hello," right back. And then when the wolf said,
"Where are you going to, little girl?"
she said, "To my grandma's house."
"Ah,"
said the wolf. And off he ran to get to Grandma's house first. He ran so fast that soon he was puffing and panting.
"I breathe out, I breathe in. Can you hear me? In, in, in. I breathe hard, in, in, in. I breathe out, I breathe in."
Well, the wolf soon reached Grandma's. He knocked 3 times on her front door. But Grandma didn't hear him. She was much too busy sneezing.
Achoo.
She had a terrible cold.
Achoo.
Poor Gran's got a cold in the nose.
Achoo.
Poor Gran's got a cold in the nose.
Achoo.
Poor Gran's got a cold in the nose.
Achoo.
She'll sneeze and sneeze all day.
Achoo. Achoo.
Well, Grandma
Achoo.
Was sneezing so hard that she didn't hear the wolf.
Achoo.
So he knocked loudly again and went inside. Grandma took one look at the wolf and ran into her bedroom cupboard. The wolf quickly put on Grandma's nightcap and snuggled down in her bed to wait for Little Red Riding Hood. And as he lay there, the wind blew the curtains around and a tiny little breeze tickled his nose and made him sneeze too. The wind blows in the window. The wind blows in the window. The wind blows in the window. A great big sneeze. The wolf got out of bed to close the window, and he saw the woodcutter chopping the wood for Grandma's fire. The woodcutter's working in the yard. He is working, working hard. He chops the wood so very neat for the best fire in the street. Chop, chop, chop. Chop, chop, chop the wood. He chops the wood so very neat for the best fire in the street. Just then, Little Red Riding Hood came skipping up Grandma's path, and she stopped to watch the woodcutter chopping the wood. The woodcutter's working in the yard. He is working, working hard. He chops the wood so very neat for the best fire in the street. Chop, chop, chop the wood. Chop, chop, chop the wood. He chops the wood so very neat for the best fire in the street. Then Little Red Riding Hood said goodbye to the woodcutter, skipped up the path, and knocked on Grandma's front door. Knock, 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 it's Red Riding Hood. She's walked right through the woods. Brought you a basket of fruit to eat, flowers that smell so sweet. the wood, gotta chop the wood so neat for the best fire in the street. Knock, 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 it's Red Riding Hood, had such fun walking through the woods. When the wolf heard knocking on the door, he said,
"Come in."
And Little Red Riding Hood came in and said, "Grandma, what big eyes you have." And the wolf said,
"All the better to see you with, my dear."
And Little Red Riding Hood said, "Grandma, what big ears you have." And the wolf said,
"All the better to hear you with, my dear." Dear.
And Little Red Riding Hood said, "Grandma, what big teeth you have." And the big bad wolf said,
"All the better to eat you with, my dear."
And he leapt out of bed. Cried Little Red Riding Hood as the wolf started to chase her around the room. The woodcutter heard all the noise and rushed inside. He could hear Grandma sneezing in the cupboard. He could hear the wolf puffing and panting as he raced around the room. And he could hear Little Red Riding Hood squealing as loudly as she could. The gardener was really cross. Poor Grandma. Poor Little Red Riding Hood. The woodcutter quickly caught the wolf and took him away. Little Red Riding Hood helped Grandma out of the cupboard and back into bed and tucked her up snugly again. And then she told her all about her walk through the woods. She told Grandma she'd been so good, walked right through the woods, brought a basket of fruit to eat, flowers that smell so sweet, heard a little white duck make funny sounds, birds whistling all around, watched the woodcutter chop the wood so neat for the best fire in the street. Oh yes, Grandma, she's been so good. It's been fun